get a hold of Anke van Zyl. Anke, very good morning to you. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning. How are you
Absolutely
today?
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Anke. We're worried because our systems here just weren't connecting the way we wanted them to connect. But nonetheless, to you listening at home, Women Against Rape is a relatively new NGO in the Western Cape. And it's an NGO that starts, exactly like any other NGO, trying to make a difference in our communities. And so Anke van Zyl, who is the program coordinator, is joining you this morning to tell you more about what it is that they do. And more on their hopes, or rather on what they hope to achieve in the future. Anke, I mean, tell us a little bit more about Women Against Rape.
We definitely want to make a change, and without the community, we can't. But it starts with Janine Rowley in the year 2000, and she was unfortunately also a survivor of, or a victim of rape, and she started to help others by distributing personal care packages to South African police stations and trauma centres. These comfort packs include toiletry items and items that are necessary at that moment. We also started to donate a lot of other goods to safe havens, orphanages, underprivileged schools. And we do talk to communities, churches and schools to inform the public about Women Against Rape and about rape against women, men and children.
So take us through your services. I mean, what services do you provide?
We clear the myths about rape. So we go to schools, companies and churches, and we have talks, interactive talks about this issue in South Africa and how people can help. We also give comfort packs to the community to relieve immediate rape victims' worries and to help them. By giving these comfort packs to them, we reinstill the feeling of self-worth in them and show them our support. We also have Adopt a Class. Adopt a Class is where a community or a community member or a company adopts a class where I will go in and I will give the underprivileged class an important workshop about your body belongs to you, say no to bullying or stranger danger.
Look, I know it would be tough and difficult to gauge, but I mean, when you have these talks, I mean, specifically speaking to you now, do you feel that there's an actual, there's an understanding there, or perhaps there's more that needs to be done to be educating?
Absolutely. We have to start at the root, and the root of the problem is our children. They need to know what to do in cases of violence and abuse. So when we go to them and we teach them about these important things, about your body belongs to you and you don't need to say yes to what you don't want to, and it's not okay for someone to touch you where you don't want them to, it's your body. That's very important because some people think that an elder has the power over you, and that's not the way it should be.
All right. And if you've just joined us in conversation, thank you so much. We are talking to Women Against Rape and the NGO in the Western Cape. And Anke van Zyl, who is a program coordinator there, is joining you this morning to tell you a little bit more about what it is that they do. We'll be giving you the details a little bit later on. Anke, if you can talk to me about the concept of Adopt a Class, what is that?
Adopt a Class is how we can prevent future abuse. So what we do is we encourage the public to adopt a class, is exactly what it says. You sponsor a few books, about 40 books, and we go out into the community in any school you would like, an underprivileged school, and we educate those children about important topics as your body belongs to you, say no to bullying, which is so relevant, and stranger danger. We empower them through this knowledge, and we encourage victims to speak up and be heard.
And if we talk about, you know, rape in South Africa as, it is a big issue that we have. But let's talk about some of your plans, perhaps, to reduce, the number of cases that we have of you know, abuse in our communities. I don't know if that's the right way to put it. Or suppose maybe let's ask, what is your plan to stopping the abuse in our country?
To stop the abuse, we have to go to, like I said, to the root. So we have to educate the youth, educate companies, educate all the community members in our province or in our country. So let's start small. Let's start with our community, and then we'll move up to the province and country. So what I would say is, I would say we need to educate everybody. And by educating them and eradicating the myths and the stereotypes that involve abuse, we can stop it eventually, because we are more than what the perpetrators are. We can overcome this if we all stand together and we're not shy about being abused.
Yeah, and you talk about needing the community. If you can just maybe give us, so if I want to get involved with you guys, where do I go?
You go to www.womenagainstrape.co.za, and women with an A, not an E, so it's just singular. Or you can call me at 021-555-3492. Or email community@womenagainstrape.co.za.
I'll tell you what, we will have all of those details at hand. So just that before anything else, everyone, whoever needs the numbers, they will be getting those numbers. I do want to talk about comfort packs. You mentioned that earlier on. What is this? What does it entail? What's in a comfort pack?
A comfort pack is a small bag, and it includes things like soap, a comb, body lotion, shampoo, toothbrush, toothpaste, face cloth, towel, underwear, sanitary towels, all the things that they need to reinstall a sense of self-worth. Because usually these people leave their homes, because it's not always a stranger or a place in a park where you get abused. It's sometimes at home, and you leave your home without anything because you're too afraid. These packs give them just something to get over the trauma, the immediate trauma. So we ask the community to donate these things, even if it's just one bottle of body lotion. We include that in our comfort pack, take it to trauma centers, and these rape victims are immediately given this pack. And it just helps them overcome their immediate trauma.
Oh, this is absolutely wonderful. So thoughtful, actually. And lastly, just before we let you go, talking about men, you know, I often find that in South Africa, we try so much to teach women on how to protect themselves. But I feel that there's little that we're doing to also educate the men that who are, in fact, the instigators about, you know, how this continues to break, what this will do to another human being and what it's doing to our society.
Yes, I agree with you, but it's not just men. We need to teach men and women, because we tend to forget that men are victims of these terrible crimes too. They're just too shy, or I don't know, because they feel like they're victims, and a man should not be a victim. It's very sad to say, but there are so many men and boys that are that fall victim to this abuse, that yes, we should teach them, the men, but we should also teach the women.
All right, Anke, any parting words for our listening community?
Yes, I would like to encourage them to donate items for our comfort packs, because we really need them. Our community needs them. And I would also like to encourage them to adopt a class. Even if you just adopt a learner, that would make a huge difference. There is also no powerful change greater than a community discovering what it cares about. be a part of something bigger.
Anke, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Certainly, we're looking forward to seeing more positive results coming from you guys.
Oh, yes, me too. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much to Anke and to you listening.